Thank you. That's right, it's time finally, for some of you more finally than others, to experience and enjoy, that's right, the Anti-Nab Macaroni Awards. Thank you all for coming. Give yourselves a hand, please. Thank you. That's right, we hope to, again, enjoy an exciting evening providing the Macaroni Awards, the antidote to the Marconi Awards that are playing themselves out again somewhere else at this very moment. We are the doppelganger. I must introduce my co-hostess for the evening, the lovely Lady L. Please give her a round of applause. That's right. She's here for this evening, and so as are all of us, in hopes of, we again hope to provide a counterweight to the Marconi Awards that are happening elsewhere. We'll move things right along as things seem appropriate. We have a number of awards we're going to be giving out this evening to the various massive media outlets. Some of the representatives are even here tonight. And I hope you enjoy all of this. I guess with no further ado, we'll move to the very first things. And that, of course, in this case is, and you know, I guess I should say it in this regard too. We try to keep technology moving along with these awards as well. Last year, we did Best Major Market Radio Station Run Completely by Monkees. That was one of our awards, but we thought we needed to update that. And so this year, we'll be handing out our very first award this evening, which will be the Best Major Market Radio Station Run Completely by Robots. That's right. And right now, to accept the award is Infinity Broadcasting's robot number Electron 4325. Here's your... some of the other award winners will actually get on stage. She has not quite the technological capacity to do that. So there she is. Please, another cold round of applause for Infinity Broadcasting's... And, oh, wait. Oh! We missed her with her wet noodle award. There'll be two awards that'll be handed out tonight, just for clarification. I got part of the wet remains of the first, which is, of course, the Macaroni Awards, and then Lady Liberty, or Lady L, as we like to call her, will be handing out the wet noodle award as sort of the piece de resistance.
She's got tongs.
She has tongs, so watch out. That's right. So we have a number of awards that we're going to do. Of course, that's award one, the robot of Infinity Broadcasting already presented now. This year, the second award we're going to be doing is the most exhaustive coverage of a news story that is utterly irrelevant. That's right. Most exhaustive news story that is utterly irrelevant goes to People Magazine. That's right. For their Nip, Tuck, and Talking Award about Talking Head Greta Van Susteren's nose job. I don't know if a lot of you saw that. That's right, but that is in fact the award winner. Unfortunately, the reps from People couldn't be here tonight to accept the awards. That's right. Yeah, screw People. That's right. As they're busy chasing down G.W. Bush's eyebrow plucker. So, yeah, there's obviously more serious business at hand. We do have a lot of other award winners this evening that are going to be accepting awards, so I think you'll be very excited at some of the surprising guests that show up this evening. In fact, tonight, right now, Chicken Little Fearmonger of the Year Award, which I think all of you are wondering, who's going to win that this year, goes, in fact, to Fox News. That's right, for their nonstop coverage. And here's Britt Hume right now to accept the award. There's Britt. Britt, for their coverage of the dirty bomb that Jose Padilla never actually made. Britt, could you say a few words?
Fox Network, home of fair and balanced news. Give me your children for my war, I will eat your soul.
Thanks, Britt. Oh, yes, and Britt.
That's what I want. That's what I want.
That's your other award, too, but I like the wet and sloppy one better, don't you, folks? That's right, lest we forget. I'm going to be having the robot presenting those awards for me as well this evening. We have a number of other exciting awards this evening. That's right. The next award is actually our Having It Both Ways Award. That's right. It's the Best Pretense of Objectivity While Being Utterly Biased Award. It actually goes to Cokie Roberts of NPR. That's right. The reason for that is for proclaiming, and this is not Cokie, but her representative, Betty Gorlick. We're giving it the award to Cokie because she proclaimed that she's a, quote, total sucker for guys who stand up with all the ribbons and stuff, and said, so when they say stuff, I tend to believe it. That seems to be the needless or necessary award winner. Again, Betty, thanks for coming.
NPR would like to thank GE. We bring good things to life. Arthur Daniel Midland Corporation, the future of things to come. Fannie Mae, we're in the American dream business. And listeners like you, can someone do something about these pesky pirates?
Excellent. Now, a very special award we'd like to do. I think we're probably ready for that. This is sort of a satellite phone award. That's right. Some of you may have heard this being teased last night at the Amy Goodman show at town meeting. That's right. We're going to be doing the most misogynist radio personality in a medium or large market this evening.
That's my favorite.
And a lot of you people out there, I think, as well. There's been a lot of question about who would actually win this award. Lots of competitors in this field. But the award actually goes this evening to Tom Likas. That's right, for his show, The Tom Likas Show. That's right. We actually have Mr. Likas by the phone to accept his award. I don't know if we're ready. Are we ready on the satellite phone for Mr. Likas? All right, Mr. Likas, I guess I should ask, why attack women?
Well, I used to talk about politics, but the effing money's better bashing chicks.
Oh, bashing chicks? That's terrible. But, you know, I guess
everything
you could
buy... but one. Effing chicks.
Yeah, I guess... Now, everything... let me ask you this. You know, that's terrible, but you can buy anything you want now, I guess, because you got plenty of money. Is that right, Mr. Likas? Hello? We lost him. Oh, damn. Welcome to low-end technology, folks. That's right. Mr. Likas is not here to accept his award, so we'll shoot him. We'll shoot him that as soon as we can. Maybe we'll get a call back. Yeah, and you know, if nothing else, screw Tom Likas. All right. I guess you know I'll eat the award later. It's macaroni. All right. Let's move to the next award. That's right. It's the Ronald Reagan Warmonger of the Year Award. That's right, folks. Ronald Reagan Warmonger of the Year Award. With no further ado, that's right. We'll expose who, in fact, won the award. It's Dan Rather from CBS News. That's right. He won the award after the anthrax scare because he told the Bush regime on national television that if you need me to be in uniform, tell me where to show up. Yeah, Mr. Rather could not actually be here tonight as he was ordered to report to Fort Bragg at 0700 hours tomorrow morning.
He was just kidding,
but you know what, Dan? Semper Fi. That's right. We have just a couple more awards, and there's going to be door prizes a little bit later, so all of you sit tight as you may have actually won something from coming to these fabulous macaroni awards. We'll move on to the next award. It's one of my personal favorites, I guess I would assert, and that is the What the Heck It's Television Book Burner of the Year Award. That's right. Again, another heavy field was forwarded this year in this competition, but it had to go, that's right, to Bill O'Reilly. That's right, of the O'Reilly Factor. He wins the award this year for his book, or his attempt to suppress the book Approaching the Koran. You may have seen this, folks. That's right. The University of South Carolina wanted to use it in their classes, but Bill said nix. I guess it was because it wasn't totally negative about the Koran, a sacred text that over a billion people use. In fact, he called it tripe. And so for that, he wins the award. Mr. O'Reilly's not here exactly to accept his award, but he did send a note saying, fuck off hippies. So, yeah, we were happy to forward that message to you. That's right. We've only got a couple more awards left. That's right. The Corporate Media Bootlicker Lifetime Achievement Award is next. That's right. The Corporate Media Bootlicker Achievement Lifetime Achievement Award this year. It actually goes to the FCC. That's right. The Federal Communications Commission. Can we have them up here to accept their award? Federal Communications Commission representative.
Gosh, it's such an honor. I don't know what to say. Other than that, it's been a pleasure regulating public interest since 1934. Oh, what's this? All this for me? Give a little something back.
That's right. Give it a little something back. And take it a little bit, too, it looks like. The FCC, everybody. All right, I think we're down to really actually the finale this evening. That's right. We have, that was the, you know, second to the best finale, but the big finale, of course, we saved for last, which is the Golden Tentacle Award 2002.
That would be penultimate.
Penultimate, that's right. Penultimate, actually, if you look closely at the awards. Yes, thank you. Pasta joke. Thank you. That's right. The Golden Tentacle Award, or largest grab of stations by a media corporation giant in the last 12 years, goes to... That's my drum roll. Clear Channel Communications. Clear Channel Communications, everybody. What in the... Hey, hey, hey.
Coming out tonight, and make sure you realize that our robot didn't win just because the people at this wonderful ceremony didn't get their bribe soon enough. So, next year.
I would just like to take this opportunity to thank you all for coming out and for leaving as quickly as you can, as Clear Channel just bought this space and we will be emitting tear gas from the vents shortly.
It's very good for the robots, you see, who will be taking...
You shall be replaced by automatons. So, if you wouldn't mind getting up and leaving right
here...
Let's give those pirates a hand. Thank God for pirates, huh? Damn. Wow. They saved our awards in just the nick of time, didn't they? That's it, folks. That's our exciting awards. Please give a hand for all the participants in our exciting macaroni awards this evening. Let's have them all walk out. Thank you. There's the Fox drone and robot lady, FCC representative, pirate number one, Clear Channel representative number one, Clear Channel representative number two, NPR hack number one, and pirates one and two to three. All of them, as well as all the other folks, and of course Lady Liberty, who's coming up with the door prizes.